What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live out east, but isn't that time you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7? Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
Just stop sucking George Soros' ding-a-ling.
However, wherever you are, we appreciate your listening to us. We're going to be here for a couple hours. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Poor George Soros is like, no, don't stop sucking.
Yeah, I will pass.
Start sucking.
Thanks for joining us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter. We check that occasionally during the show, and on our Facebook page, and we're on the Instagram, etc. And if you want to help us out by buying shit through our Amazon link, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you go to buy some shit at Amazon.
Yay!
And we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just
we get paid.
Helps us out. Well, I thought you were under the desk.
Well, I was watching the dog. She is what is, and I filmed some of it. I'm going to put it on Facebook. What is going on with that Kong toy is, I mean, it's a whole thing. The way she attacks that thing. I mean, it's a
drama.
This
is a different Kong toy.
Okay.
There's two. There's a black one, and then there's a red one. And I've switched to the red one, and she's not as adept. She doesn't have her.
She just got it out.
She doesn't have her secret code or her secret process yet.
How did you pack that one? What style? Did you use the European style, or was it more a North
reverse
American
cowgirl
lateral? Oh,
fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Let's see what's going on in the world. Thanks for joining us, everybody. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, I just want to say, I do have, in reference to this thing, we discussed the pedophile code that
oh my gosh,
QAnon messages that can be found on things like Pop-Tarts, right? Like I have a Pop-Tart package and,
but it's on the box.
It's on the box. Yeah. But you got to read that. Read what it says on the outside. I mean, they have all these messages.
Oh, my God. Get us out of here.
That's pedophile code. That's pedophile code, if I've ever heard it.
It's dark in here. It's dark in here.
That's pedophile code. That's pedophile code.
It's a little creepy.
It's very creepy. I haven't even looked at the icing on there to see if it's in the shape of a child's face or not. But so far, Pop-Tarts, it's 100% pedophile code. Is it not? Creepy, it's dark.
This shiny foil will protect us from the aliens reading our minds.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a little more QAnon-ish.
What is that? Shit.
There you go.
What goes on at Pop-Tart in the writer's room there? I mean, what are you guys, who's your writers?
Let's see. What is going on? Waiting for my computer to join the show.
Computer.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
Huff post.
Ooh, wee wee.
Super spread Saturday, it says.
That's so gross.
100 set for South Lawn. So he's going to have an event.
Oh, yes.
On the South Lawn.
Oh, yes. The news is not good on shit like this. He's also, you know, listen, he said
Donald Trump, we're talking about it. Right. He's
planning an event, a rally, and he's looking at Florida.
Well, yeah, Matt Gaetz is powdering his loins.
We just made
saying, come to Pensacola, Mr. President.
We're about to make it through hurricane season. And now this, it's not fair. Now a super spreader event.
President Donald Trump plans to resume in-person events beginning this weekend, around one week after he was airlifted to Walter Reed Hospital to treat his coronavirus symptoms.
Do you remember all the shit he said about Obama and how he handled Ebola? Do you remember any of that?
Well, yeah, and the swine flu, too.
This is insanely hypocritical. Is it not? It doesn't matter.
On Saturday, the president will attend an in-person event on the South Lawn of the White House. He is expected to speak from a White House balcony. Oh, don't Jeez. Cry for me.
Covita.
He will deliver remarks to peaceful protesters for law and order. Wait a minute. He probably means like the militias and stuff like that.
Like the people in Michigan that tried to kidnap a governor. Those kind of people.
2 days later, oh, here we go. He will hold an in-person campaign rally in Sanford, Florida.
Oh, shit. That's very close.
I don't know where that is.
That's on the Atlantic side. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think. There's not a lot of, you know, roads there mainly lead south. So I think because of the way the highway system's here, we will be protected from some of the spread that will occur.
From Sanford?
That will radiate outward from wherever the fuck he is. Yeah, Sanford, my family, we used to go there on vacation. It's on the Atlantic side. It's beautiful. Lots of shells. I swear to God, I saw a shark there once, though. My dad and I were looking out in the water, and we saw shark fins, and we still got in.
But there's a lake in Sanford.
No, I guess there's a
Lake Monroe.
Oh, okay.
And Lake Jessup are two lakes that surround. Oh, Flea World. You can go to.
God, I have my geography all fucked up.
It's near Orlando. And in fact,
will you shut up? Quiet. Hey, Mom, if you're listening, text me and tell
Sanford,
me what city we used to go to on the Atlantic side.
I mean, it's down there, but it's just it's a suburb of Orlando.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not on the water. It's it's about 10, 15 miles inland.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, you still could have, you know, it's a half hour away from the water. You still could have gone there. It's by Cape Canaveral.
Oh, okay. It's kind of around there, I guess.
Titusville.
Oh, yeah.
Titusville.
Hell yeah. The good thing is, really, there aren't a lot of major highway arteries in between us.
But if they're coming from Texas,
then okay. No, they would.
Well, they just kind of bypass us.
They might stop here
to sleep for a night.
No. I think they would have to bypass us. Please stay away.
See a comedy show.
No. No. God. At the very, you know, we're this area. We're eking our way through this fucking hurricane season. We're with the light at the end of the tunnel. And then this fuckhead is going to waddle on down to Florida.
Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Ooh, that's funny.
Clippert.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Jeez.
Yeah, he's telling people that he's cured. He said on some, I don't know, fucking stupid show that Hannity's, of course,
right,
that
right.
he's got a cure now, and that is not a treatment, it's a cure.
Oh, okay. Oh, I saw that. That is incredibly irresponsible. Fernandino Beach is where we went on.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
It's just like Sanford.
Yeah. It's just like that. Has some of similar letters.
There's an S.
And an E.
The will you be quiet? It is Friday, everybody. Faith Yay. Is Friday, don't forget.
Right. Absolutely. Jesus. Jesus again, I asked him to I offered him he could be in the show today, he could sit in, we could interview him. I didn't hear anything. I asked the way you guys do, I prayed. It wasn't exactly a prayer. It was an interview request.
Oh, you didn't hear anything?
No, I didn't hear anything back. Still waiting, guys.
That's a bummer.
It really is. Jeez. We do a whole show about you, you fuck.
That was Brad Klippert, by the way, in case you guys don't know who that was. I got to find the entire clip of that if it's still out there.
Yeah.
And play the whole thing at one time, since I usually play the...
Just that part.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the good part. It's crazy that someone would say that, you know, that guy rehearsed it too. That's very planned.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Extremely planned.
We've got over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
The headline there beeth loading.
Do you think Rob Ford planned the Olivia Gondek drop? Do you think he thought about it ahead of time?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Because he said, not only do I not want to eat her pussy, but I get plenty to eat at home. He had that teed up.
He's crazy. He was crazy. He was crazy.
That's, ladies and gentlemen, that is the, and others, that is the former mayor, no longer with us,
right,
of Toronto, third largest city in North America.
So sad to see him going so early.
Who was mayor at the time?
Smoke crack.
Yeah.
And told us he did. Sure, I smoke crack.
I wonder if this is... Let me see. Doing some research the show live, everyone.
Thank you for the remarks. That's amazing. The good gentleman from the 8th District, Representative Klippert.
Hula, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much for recognizing me. I'm finally in the game. Open public debate, transparent government. It's awesome. I love it.
Mr.
Speaker, I want to say thank you to you. You've been standing there for hours, patiently listening to us. I thank you. I appreciate you. I thank my fellow...
I don't know. This is him a while ago. No, that's...
Sounds like somebody dubbed in a voice.
This is previous Klippert.
He sounds like a fucking maniac. He sounds insane, dude.
Well, he is insane. Yeah. And he's a pastor.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, but I thought he was a pastor, but was also like, he's not a city council person. Is he like a rep? Isn't he like a state rep?
Yeah, state senator, state rep in Washington or something like that.
Oh my Christ. That's this guy sounds just like a fucking idiot. He's writing laws.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal. Whether between persons of the same or opposite sex or between humans and animals. Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object. Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse. Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Sadism is defined as to derive pleasure, especially sexual gratification, from inflicting pain, suffering, or humiliation on others. This is what this bill is talking about, not images. Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer. And I could go on, but I won't.
Oh, please do.
You need to go on. Does he think, let me ask him.
That was 57 seconds.
Klippert, do you think you haven't made your point yet? You haven't made your point?
Shitting on someone's face.
I think he did. We get what he, I guess I get it. I mean, I don't agree with you.
And I could go on, but I won't.
Okay.
Mr. Speaker, if you're 18 years or old, of age or older, and you disseminate any of this stuff, it's a Class B felony. If you disseminate any of this stuff of a child under the age of 13, it's a Class B felony.
This was arguing that
I see
that kids should be punished in the same way. Good as morning, adults.
From UC Berkeley,
they were trying to remove the onerous. They had passed a law about, you know, sending dick pics and hoo-ha pics and stuff. And they found out that kids were sexting each other. And suddenly people like Clippert want a couple of 15-year-olds to be sex offenders for life.
That's crazy, man.
Because if you don't, if you allow that, this is what's going to happen. And then he said, sexual! So he's listing all the things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
That they're legal. Now, he thinks they're legalizing, which was not true.
You know, Mr. Clippert, might we have a look at your phone, sir?
So might we
have a look at your cloud?
That's the full clip.
I mean, don't you think? I mean, listen to that shit. Sadism.
He was very upset.
His nipples are hard.
And this was his, I thought they had already kind of voted, and this was his, you know, fuck you, everybody, you're all going to hell moment.
Oh, my gosh. So he didn't even need to say this.
I think this was him just throwing a hissy fit after the fact.
Is this, he thinks he can, when he's up for election, he can play these clips and get elected.
I guess so, yeah.
Anal. Oral!
The Drudge Report, World Health Organization says record infections today.
Oh, good. Oh, God.
The CDC warns the overweight.
Oh, shit.
Picture Trump. Minnesota outbreak associated with Trump rally.
Oh, yes. Great.
Let's click on that one.
What a shocker. What a motherfucking shocker.
Minnesota's current COVID-19 surge shows no sign of slowing. The health department today reported another 1,401 newly confirmed cases and 14 more deaths. Hospitalization rates continue to trend upward. They followed a stretch of more than a week when average new daily case counts topped 1,000.
Oh, God. It's just so gross.
Minnesota.
I mean, how the fuck are we supposed to mitigate this with our president running around slobbering on everything right after he's had it?
The outbreak now includes 9 cases associated with President Donald Trump's September 18th rally in Bemidji. Health officials confirmed that count on Friday, said 2 of those 9 have been hospitalized.
Hello?
1 in intensive care.
Oh!
From the Trump rally.
Oh, I'm not dead yet!
Thus far.
Right. Jolly good.
Minnesota officials had anticipated the cases to climb in late September as a result of Labor Day weekend gatherings, sporting events, and college student meetups.
Jesus Christ, can we just do something right? Can we please, America?
On Thursday, officials reported the second highest number of new COVID-19 hospital admissions in a single day.
Suggesting
some of the recent surge in newly confirmed cases is surfacing now in the hospital bed. So
that is bad news, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like America is beating this. Does it?
The UN 9.
Okay.
The World Health Organization has announced a new daily record high in coronavirus cases confirmed worldwide, with more than 350,000 infections reported to the health agency today.
And by the way, the WHO also added, America's really gross right now.
WHO emergencies chief Dr. Michael Ryan acknowledged that even as COVID-19 continues to surge across the world, quote, there are no new answers.
She's chewing on something.
Oh, she might have gotten that.
Get out of that chip bag, buddy. I don't think she's not allowed chips, right? You know, you don't let her have chips?
No,
I'm just kidding. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a big, fat fucking chunk of, and a lot of that money can be allocated to treats for the dog, correct? You can buy some dog treats, you know, some pepperoni sticks.
The Governments must ensure the most vulnerable people are protected and numerous measures must be taken.
Not here, though. Well, not here.
The majority of people in the world are still susceptible to the disease, he warned. He said countries should focus not just on restrictive measures, but also on bolstering their surveillance systems, testing, contact tracing, and ensuring populations are engaged.
You know what America, you know what Florida says to that? Oh, suck yeah. my freedom cock. Yeah. Suck my big, big freedom and Constitution dick. No one's doing any of that here, especially that those last things.
British scientists reported this week that the COVID-19 outbreak is doubling every few weeks there. French hospitals are running out of ICU beds. Germany may enlist the army to help contain its outbreak. And Spain declared a state of emergency in Madrid as coronavirus cases there soar.
Hi, congratulations. I'm your president. Tomorrow, executive order. Everyone's getting $2,000 a month. Everyone's staying the fuck home. And everyone's going to just chill the fuck out until we can beat this fucking thing. That's what you have to do. That's it.
So those are some of the COVID headlines. Or those are the big headlines, actually, over at the Drudge Report.
I mean, what are these types? Where are sane places? Is Germany sane, right? They're sane.
Okay, parts.
Okay,
sure.
Some guy in a lab coat comes over to America to talk to us about how we're doing COVID. And the German person says, what's about these religious exemptions? And then what do you say? I don't know. We're stupid.
Trump called into Hannity.
Yay.
For a video hummer.
Ooh, yes.
From, I'm sure, a real hard-hitting journalist.
Yeah. I'm getting some satellite suckage.
He was talking about...
Well, I didn't even want to use them. You know, last time I had a big problem. They oscillated my mics when I had the one debate. We had three debates with Hillary. And on, I think, the first debate, they...
Yeah,
excuse me. On the first debate...
Sounds great, doesn't he?
Well, what's going on? Is there a video?
He started coughing. No, he's on
the
telephone.
Radio. Oh, shit.
He's on telephone.
God, he's... Is he dying?
They oscillated the mic, and they oscillated it very, very seriously, and they actually apologized to me.
In 2016.
And I said, what's this all about? They were Clinton people. Yeah. And I said, we ought to just do the debates ourselves.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
This
sure.
is him explaining to Hannity how
the Clinton people.
Nasty
well, I didn't even want to use them. You know, that.
Oscillating my fucking mics.
Well, I didn't even want to use them. You know, last time I had a big problem. They oscillated my mics when I had the one debate. We had three debates with Hillary. And on, I think, the first debate, they...
Mute. Mute.
Oh! On the first debate, they...
Mute.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Is that the cough button?
I'm sure he's got a cough button.
Shit.
Sure, he's fine.
And you know what? Of course, you know, I'll say, how the fuck is he working a cough button? He knows how to work a cough button. This guy has been doing interviews for fucking years. This is one thing he knows. Selling people bullshit into a microphone is like his super skill, right?
Yes.
His super X-Men power is spewing lies out of his disgusting, fucking, infectious, gross coronavirus fucking goddamn pie hole. They're oscillating my fucking mics. The Clinton Foundation. They're coming to get me. He probably thinks in the middle of the night they're going to stab him in his sleep or something like that.
Well, maybe Melania.
Chelsea's coming to kill me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Melania would. But by the way, I'm sorry.
Who?
I'm sorry. Our FLOTUS is sick, and you haven't said shit about
it. Is she? We don't know.
I have. What's the status? What's in the news?
I think all we heard was that She was fine when he was going in hospital, allegedly. I think he said it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know that we've had any official. Maybe.
Well, I hope she's doing okay. I really care. You.
Fauci called the Rose Garden event a super spreader event. No, he's gonna get in trouble.
You know, man. You know, I'm sorry. Thinking about Melania in the context of the recordings we heard, where it's like, when they come here, they get the cabinet to put a blanket in. They love it.
Who cares? Fuck him.
What a disgusting human. I mean, no offense, Melania, but jeez, you're an asshole.
And the question said, yeah, Trump said yesterday he doesn't think he's contagious anymore.
Oh.
But medical experts say it's impossible to know 1 week after he was diagnosed with the COVID.
Yeah, right? I mean, most people would think that. You take a day, at least, maybe a day off.
At this point, there's no diagnostic test that tells you whether a person that's infected remains infectious.
Ooh.
So jeez. They can't tell. They can't, like, right. Wave a wand around him and see how many viruses are flying
yes,
around.
Yes, count the virus. But wait, it's so the reasonable thing to do might be to, the only thing I could think to do in this situation would be to wait.
Well, right. And, you know, before they were always crowing about how often they tested him.
Yes.
And now they won't tell us when his yeah. last negative test was.
They won't even.
Oh, we're not giving out that information.
Wait.
Well, what do you mean you're not fucking giving out
that information?
Well,
I mean, if he's planning events, surely that someone is making them produce like 3 consecutive confirmed whatever negative fucking corona tests, right?
Yeah.
So is that going to happen, or does he just no. show up?
Well, he's not coming.
He's not coming.
He's not doing
right.
the debates, no.
Yeah. He's coming to Florida, though, for a rally and
according
shit like
to Trump's
that.
Latest medical update, he completed his COVID-19 treatment yesterday and had responded, quote, extremely well. Earlier in the day, Trump said he was still taking dexamethasone,
oh.
a steroid that can reduce fevers. He's still taking it. And that's like a 10-day course, I think they said. And then after that, he could crash.
Yeah, yeah.
And go back into COVID land.
There's a, God, I forget who it was. I read an account of an athlete that took this. And he said what the president is experiencing now is euphoria.
You feel like you're invincible. Yeah.
And he goes, and the thing is, you feel like that, but you indeed are not. So, you know, you just feel like this, and it's going to be gone soon.
On Thursday's update, Dr. Sean Conley said Saturday was day 10 after Trump's October 1st diagnosis and that he anticipated the president's safe return to public events at that time.
Jeez, you know, it seems like he should be using air quotes in part of this announcement. How can you say he's going to be safe? I mean,
well, Trump said, I think I'm better to the point where I'd love to do a rally tonight. I don't think I'm contagious at all.
you are hopped up on this steroid, you dumb fuck. And you're feeling elation. And yeah. God help us when you fall off the edge
well,
of this drug.
If
man.
That was done, that means that the 10th is his, that's when he stops taking it, too.
So
he's going to crash right when he's getting ready to go to these rallies.
Maybe he won't go to the rallies. I mean, that would be a kindness, wouldn't it, though? Please don't come to Florida. God.
Fauci said that 2 negative PCR lab tests 24 hours apart are a key factor in determining whether someone is still contagious. He said, so if the president goes 10 days without symptoms and they do the tests that we were talking about.
Yes.
Not the MyPillow guy tests right. or whatever.
Right.
Then you could make the assumption ooh, based creepy. On good science that he is not infected.
Yes, that's exactly what they're not doing because they're not. Where's this 10-day interval then? Where are 10 days with no symptoms?
Right.
Because he just coughed on Hannity. What a gross, rapey pig.
So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Our president doesn't give a shit that he has this virus. He doesn't respect it, obviously. He's hopped up on this fucking steroid. And he's planning a trip to a city near you to lick you.
And potentially just propped up with the steroid.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the case.
And once the steroid runs out, then let's see what happens.
Yeah, maybe he can just, can he, will Adderall do the same thing for him?
I don't know.
You don't know. Who would know?
So that's the headlines, everybody.
Right,
it's
right.
a very exciting time to be alive, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, Pat. There must be someone in charge of doling out his Adderall that have arguments with doctors. They're like, you really, please do not give him one of those. And you're like, you don't understand. He's getting this Adderall in 5 minutes. He is. That's my job.
Thoughts and vibes going to Louisiana.
Oh, God.
It's a Cat 3 right now.
Jesus Christ.
Hurricane Delta.
Ugh, God.
We were at one point in the cone for that one, but no longer.
What's up? You know, I Jesus, what is up with these storms?
Well.
But why?
And they're worse and they're bigger.
Yeah.
And they, that sucks. And they last longer.
Right. This is because of climate change.
People in South Louisiana are steeling themselves as Hurricane Delta is delivering the first bands of rain, strong winds, and rising water ahead of the expected arrival in part of the state, still recovering from a deadly catastrophic hurricane 6 weeks ago.
Oh, God. See, our country is...
What was ours? Like 4 weeks ago?
I've
Something like that.
But, you know, man, these cities, don't you think we're closer to a situation where our government just needs to realize... All these people living on the water need to be moved the fuck off the water, and they don't have the money to do it. Nobody does. So we're going to have to pay to move everyone off the water and put them somewhere. We have to be reasonable about it and all this shit. I mean, how many more hurricane seasons? They're getting worse.
I think New Orleans is expected to escape the worst of the impact.
Shit.
Mississippi declared a state of emergency, as did Governor Edwards in Louisiana.
Right.
Mississippi, they say, could see heavy rain and flash flooding.
Oh, shit. Well, gosh. There must have been a lot of butt-fucking in that region recently, I guess.
I think it's all the homosexuals.
It's abortion. Them babies getting killed. It's creating a high-pressure system later in the year.
Oh, my God. God, these people live to be old. The grandson...
Yes.
...of President John Tyler,
who
was president in 1841, died at 95.
Shit.
Holy God. Wow, dudes.
What was it like to be president in the 1840s? I mean, you know, listen, if Twitter.
Probably a lot easier.
Or, right. You just, yeah, you generally just shoot people, probably.
When, since, like, it would be a month or two before people in parts of the country didn't even knew you were president.
Yeah. You voted for me, you know.
Oh, well, this is great.
Yeah. Great like it's great, or you mean in the sarcastic sense?
People are brokers that sell islands are overwhelmed.
What?
People are trying to get the fuck out and buy their own island. I think obviously it's the rich fucks.
Hey, yeah, try to buy it. No. They're buying it on the existing colonizers' capitalism system. You can buy that all you want. But, you know, there's going to be a reckoning. And when we start with the, redistribution of the wealth, I mean, you're going to lose some of these islands. I'm sorry.
Calls and emails come in at all times of the day and night. They no longer concern fun or prestige. Instead, they focus on fresh water and solar panels.
No shit.
The island brokers are overwhelmed. As the COVID pandemic has devastated countries around the world, it has upended nearly every aspect of life for everyone, including for those insulated by money. Even the niche, ultra-rich world of island commerce has been turned on its head.
Damn.
A guy who runs Private Islands, Inc. says, "This has been the busiest 2 months I've had in 22 years of selling islands."
You know, see, now is when your government has to figure out where to put people that are going to be climate change refugees, because all the decent places are going to be bought up by these rich fucking assholes. And you'll just be left where you are.
It says the new wave of island buyers is less driven by ego than a desire to escape the virus.
Yes. Shit. You know what's going to happen then? Your people, that not the ultra rich, but the poor people in the middle class, eventually will become aquatic.
It looks like these are bunkers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're bunkering themselves in an island, right, on an right. island.
They're not
buying
an island.
Instead of buying, yeah. No, they're buying an island. But, but that's how they're bunkering themselves.
They're
going to
have
this
island.
Big, nice island.
Yeah. Right. Well, listen.
So they're not going to get the COVID. They're not going to have the brown people raging at their doors to take their shit.
They'll just be on their own fucking island.
Right.
But what if someone just says, hey, I'm just going to go to this island. There's only a few people here. I've got a whole army of lunatics, and we're just going to take all the shit on your motherfucking island. What do you do about that?
Construction on private islands takes far more time than on mainland.
Yes. Brokers
cannot guarantee the islands will be safe havens from civil unrest. For example, just this week, he looked at a lovely island in the eastern Mediterranean, Estille, at $7.4 million.
Jeez.
But there are some tensions in those waters, which are contested by Turkey and Greece.
Oh.
You're going to have to read the news, he tells clients.
Oh, shit. You need to get an army.
And they'll also have to consider that their shoreline will most typically be affected by climate change.
Damn. Absolutely.
So there you go. They're super rich. You're starting to look for islands to buy to get away from us.
Well, I mean, again, that should make us nervous because they're getting a head start on climate change. That's fucking nuts. Climate change is mainly because of what they do to become super rich. But now that they've sucked everything out of the fucking planet, they get to pick a choice place to hide away from climate change after they caused it. That's bullshit.
And they have the resources to mitigate it. They could buy islands that are high up or islands that used to be bigger and are no longer.
But what happens when the shit hits the fan and all of a sudden these libertarians, these lunatics, that they have this wet dream that there's no government? What happens when people decide, I'm not going to choke to death with no water. I'm not going to starve to death. I'm going to go over to this person's island and I'm taking their fucking shit.
Well, you got to get there.
You get a boat. Get a boat.
You don't think they're going to have some little private navy guarding them?
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, yeah.
Will there be some companies like Eric Prince's little scumbags that'll be hired to protect the waters
from the
hordes of normal people?
The cartel will take over those islands, you know, in the... God, I sound like a conspiracy theorist. Lunatic.
And it says their clients are now more flexible about location because they're looking to get islands and get away.
Right.
British buyers were once fixated on Greek islands.
Yes.
Now they're excited about isolating in the Seychelles or the Irish Sea.
God, listen to what these fuckheads get to be fixated on, interested in.
Americans and Canadians who were enthused by the South Pacific have recently... are now showing more interest in closer shores in the Bahamas, Belize, and Panama.
Yes. Where are you going to pick your island? What about it? There's got to be a fuck ton of islands like off Africa and in the Indian Ocean, right?
Oh, but they're having problems because of all the airports being closed with the COVID and stuff. So they're having problems going to view their islands that they want to buy.
How do I get to my dumb fucking island? Why don't you get a dumb fucking boat and a big dumb fucking cruise ship and just go to your island, you dumb fuck? Why are you even buying an island? Why don't they buy a big dumb fucking boat and park it somewhere around these islands and hide out?
Well, that's a lot more work, too.
Is it? It's a big dumb boat that's there already, I guess.
Some potential buyers found workarounds. One of his American clients had his boat captain sail his yacht to the Bahamas from Florida. Client then took a private flight, then boarded his yacht where he quarantined.
Oh, yes. I'll be quarantined.
His captain then took him to his two potential pandemic escapes.
Oh, yes.
One was in Bonefish K, an $8.2 million 13-acre island already set up with 5 buildings.
Bonefish.
And the capacity to generate its own electricity.
Damn, I'm taking Bonefish, baby.
But it was not quite right.
Well, what's wrong with it, you picky fuck?
The other option was Foots K, an $8.7 million, 20-acre island, featuring a 4-bedroom main house and a weatherproof concrete bunker housing a generator.
Bam! Sold! I'll take it!
This was more intriguing. But by the time the client got there, it had already been sold to another buyer.
Oh, it's funny. Who bought it?
Oh, the poor rich people.
Oh, yes. There's only so many islands to blade.
Someone got to my island before I did.
Oh, we've decided we're going to take this island and blow it up into 400 pieces. Sell it off as singlets. We're going to let the poor people live off the chum.
The island brokers are overwhelmed.
Island brokers.
Thoughts and prayers to y'all.
The starving people drowning to death are definitely going to come for your asses before this is all said and done. You can bet your ass on that, man. Fuck that shit.
Bob Dole's trending. Is he still with us?
Ooh, I'm going to say no. I'm going to guess no.
Oh, no, he is.
Oh, gosh. Congrats, Bob Dole.
He's upset about the changing. He feels like none of them are supporting Trump. The commission on presidential debates is supposedly bipartisan with an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. I know all of the Republicans and most are friends of mine. I'm concerned that none of them support Donald Trump. A biased debate commission is unfair. So they're all never Trumpers that hate him.
Listen, Bob, you aren't thinking correctly here. I mean, you made a lot of sense when, what was it, the Congress wanted to reject the UN rules about handicap?
Well, yeah, and it's all about, again, thinking that people can't be objective.
Right. Right.
That they can't do what's right and fair and follow the rules because they're biased. It's that Republican mindset. Even 1,000-year-old yeah. Bob Dole has it.
Bob, that, don't you think Trump is crazy?
That people are inherently biased and are going to decide based on that bias. Like Trump saying, I can't have that Mexican judge.
He was born
in Indiana, but he's Mexican descent. I want to build a wall for Mexico.
Dude, he said that shit before the election.
Right.
That's crazy. He still got elected.
So I guess Bob Dole's trending is more of a fuck Bob Dole.
Yeah. Jeez. Didn't that same judge rule against on some kind of decision recently for Trump? I thought there was something in front of that same judge that Trump said that, like, you know, he couldn't be trusted to be impartial. I thought he had some other encounter recently with that judge.
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah. Quite possibly.
Right.
Or probably.
If you want to figure out what we're talking about, go to crabdiving.com and search for, I have no idea what you would search for in the archive.
Oh, Trump dropped an F-bomb on Rush Limbaugh's show.
He's got fucking COVID.
Right.
And Iran knows that, and they've been put on notice. If you fuck around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before.
Right.
He is so hopped up on Dexa, whatever the fuck. He's high as shit.
If you fuck around with us.
Hey, Rush, fuck around and find out. You fuck you. I'm high as shit. He sounds like Joe fucking Pesci.
And Iran knows that, and they've been put on notice. If you fuck around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before.
Like what? I don't know.
It's our president.
That man is high as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that is.
It's
fuck around.
President. We're so proud.
Hey, Iran, you fuck around with us. Fuck around and find out, bitch.
Just imagine again if Obama said the word shit on the air or something, they would have lost their mind.
The problem with comparing anything like with Obama, none of this would. I'm sorry, it's a false. It's not a good. We wouldn't have any of these situations. You know what I mean? The outbreak wouldn't be like this. The Iran deal would still exist, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Trump weasel us out of some nuclear weapons treaties or
with Russia? Yeah.
Like that. Dude, I am watching that Nightmare Chernobyl fucking.
But it's probably because that's what Putin wanted. Putin was probably like, let's back out of this this treaty and we'll make big bombs to drop on each other.
Christ. You got to get out of this nuclear shit. You know what I mean? This nuclear shit is bad. Yeah. Newsflash.
Did you see the some of the little squealy maggots are all upsetty pants that Donald Trump did not win the Nobel Peace Prize? We're all shocked and appalled.
Why hasn't Donald Trump called out these? Has he spoken out against these wackos that tried to kidnap the governor of Michigan?
I don't think he said a word yet, unless he said something on Rush Limbaugh. I'm just skimming what's going on over there.
That's a big deal. He needs to address that, doesn't he?
Well, somebody did.
Yeah.
This sheriff, by the name of, listen to this name of this guy. Sheriff Dar Leaf.
Dar Leaf?
D-A-R, last name Leaf, like falls from a tree.
Okay.
Dar Leaf.
Right.
This guy, I was looking him up, and this is a guy who just a few days ago, a West Michigan sheriff says his department will not enforce the emergency orders issued this week by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The order requires face coverings and limits crowd sizes, among other things.
Why are they issuing that, though?
Law enforcement officers are authorized to investigate violations of the order. Berry County Sheriff Dar Leaf said, it's not law, and it's that simple.
God damn. But why, though, Sheriff Dar, why were those orders issued? Why did they?
It has to be within the guidelines of the Constitution, he said. This pandemic didn't trample or shred the Constitution, so we took an oath.
You know, you can read this guy with a southern accent if you want. It's totally fine. Because, you know, this dickhead, you know, man, the orders, they want people to wear a mask so we can stop having coronavirus. Until we start wearing masks, we're going to have fuck tons of virus. Yeah. And we're all going to be at home, you fuck.
So here's Dar, who was seen not all that long ago at one of these rallies, hate rallies.
Yeah.
Pro Second Amendment, you know, bullshit. Proud Boy kind of rallies.
Open carry!
On the stage with a couple of the dudes that got arrested.
Were they doing a musical number?
He knows one of them.
Oh,
or
okay.
Two of them that got arrested.
Dar Leaf.
Here is an interview with, is this Ross Jones, maybe? Investigative reporter for WXYZ.
Oh, shit.
In Michigan. Talking to Sheriff Jones, Sheriff Leaf.
So spoke with Barry County Sheriff Dar Leaf, who does say he knows these.
Oh no, this is Aaron Parsegian.
Parsegian
is the journalist.
Okay. Guys, he quote has never had lunch with them or anything like that, but has ran into them at some of these rallies. He said they've always been nice and respectful to him, adding they deserve a fair trial.
Michael and William Null were among the first charged Thursday for their alleged roles in the plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The brothers from Plainwell and Shelbyville are now charged with providing support for terroristic acts on top of weapons charges. Their West Michigan homes raided Wednesday night.
Was able to hear them say, FBI, have a warrant for your arrest. Come out with your hands up.
A neighbor of William Null spoke with Fox 17 under the condition of anonymity. They witnessed the raid and were shocked hearing what it was related to.
I had heard that there was a lot of militia people. Their right to do so, but to the extent that we just found out last night, totally surprised about that.
The Null brothers had ties to militia groups and were frequently seen at local demonstrations, including at this rally in protest of Governor Whitmer's stay-at-home order held last May in Grand Rapids. You can see William Null on stage alongside Barry County Sheriff Dar Leaf.
Oh, my God.
So this was We Hate the Governor rally for telling us we got to wear masks in May.
So these people are law enforcement, too.
No.
Dar Leaf is, I thought.
He is. Yeah. Okay. He's sheriff.
That's what I mean. So these people, like these militia fuckers, might be cops, too. There might be bleed over in law enforcement. Do you think there is?
William Null on stage alongside Barry County Sheriff Dar Leaf, a guest speaker at the event. We spoke with Sheriff Leaf Thursday night.
Well, I haven't read everything up on it,
I've got other duties to do. It wasn't our investigation.
What?
I've been really busy. I got other duties to do. I haven't read up on it.
Listen, Sheriff Liar, you read up on it, you motherfucker. Everybody read up on this shit because it's insane.
Well, I haven't read everything up on it. I've got other duties to do. It wasn't our investigation.
Oh, yeah.
So I was shocked. I did not see this coming with those guys, but still, we can't convict them in the news media here. They do have a right to a fair trial.
Uh-huh. True.
Yes. Oh, yes.
However.
Yes. I think that this is a festering case of white fucking privilege.
No, just wait.
News media here. They do have a right to a fair trial.
Leaf says he doesn't know of Null's alleged involvement in the plot and doesn't have any regrets about sharing a stage with him.
Do you have any regrets from being on stage, sharing a stage with a guy who's now being charged in a plot to kidnap the governor?
Well, it's just a charge. And they say...
It's just a charge.
Wait.
Plot to kidnap the governor?
Well, it's just a charge. And they say a plot to kidnap. And you got to remember that, are they trying to kidnap? Because a lot of people are angry with the governor. And they want her arrested. So,
you gotta wonder: are they trying to kidnap her,
or
you know, some of them really mad at her, and maybe they're trying to arrest her? He basically is saying, you know, if they're gonna arrest her, listen.
Because a lot of people are angry with the governor, and they want her arrested. So, are they trying to arrest, or was it a kidnap attempt? Because you can still, in Michigan, if it's a felony, you can make a felony arrest. And I think it's MCL 764.4 or something like that.
Hey!
So, wait, he doesn't know what's been going on, but he knows that law by heart.
Yeah.
It says, for some reason, that you could perform that if someone's committed a felony, a citizen can perform a felony arrest.
Shouldn't Eric Holder be calling him up, be like, hey, motherfucker, that's not allowed. I'm the top law enforcement person. You can't do that shit.
Eric Holder's no longer the top law enforcement person.
Why
that
is
would
it
be
Bill Barr
calling
Should
him.
Bill Barr make this call? I mean, what you're saying, he's telling people to go and make citizen arrests
of your
governors.
She's committed a felony, then they're well within their rights to.
But, you know, these.
This guy's got to go.
Right.
He's got to be removed.
I mean, it's in.
It's not even close.
What he's saying is batshit motherfucking lunacy.
Or was it a kidnap attempt? Because you can still, in Michigan, if it's a felony, you can make a felony arrest. And I think it's MCL 764.4 or something like that, 0.5, somewhere on there. And it doesn't say if you're an elected office that you're exempt from that arrest. So,
oh, my God.
I have to look at it from that angle.
No.
And I'm hoping that's more what it is. In fact, these guys are innocent until proven guilty, so I'm not even sure if they had any part in it.
So he's saying, we got to look at it maybe from that angle. So in other words, if they were going to kill people and snatch the governor, well, that might have been okay if they were really going to arrest her.
Is this how they would talk about these people if they were brown? If they were, these are domestic terrorists we're talking about, right?
Yes.
What if they were Islamic extremists?
Oh, my God. Would the
tone be different?
Trump would have people knocking on our doors every night to make sure that we knew that he's keeping us safe.
It would be different. But why is he assuming? I mean, I read all the shit that I read about what happened. We talked about it yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com for, you know, yesterday's show. But. It sounded not innocuous.
What?
The evidence.
No, they were going to blow up a bridge.
You know what I mean?
They finally got arrested
wired.
At the meeting where they were going to buy the explosives to blow up the bridge.
Didn't we play some of the recordings?
No.
Oh, I thought we did. We didn't. Okay.
I just read the transcripts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, the sheriff must have read the transcript. Why are these guys getting the benefit of the fucking doubt? This is crazy.
So that's what's going on there. Michigan, these sheriffs, we've talked about these fucking sheriffs before. They really think they're little kings and that the laws don't apply to them.
Let me give you a pro tip in America. If you're going to be a crook, do it if you're definitely a white supremacist. Because you are a gun lunatic or what the fuck ever, you will find allies in law enforcement.
Relatives.
That's good. What the fuck? Go ahead, sorry. That's a crazy
ass story. Can be and must be expunged. The hate he has triggered, the Pandora's box he has opened, they will not be so easily destroyed. So, let us brace ourselves. The task is twofold. The terrorist Trump must be defeated, must be destroyed, must be devoured at the ballot box. And then he and his enablers and his supporters and his collaborators and the Mike Lees and the William Barrs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mike Pences and the Rudy Giulianis and the Kyle Rittenhouses and the Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society while we try to rebuild it and to rebuild the world Trump has nearly destroyed by turning it over to a virus. Remember it. Even as we dream of a return to reality and safety and the country for which our forefathers died, that the fight is not just to win an election, but to win it by enough to chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage and then try to clean up what they left. Remember it, even though to remember it means remembering that the fight does not end November 3rd, but in many ways will only begin that day.
Keith Olbermann is back, everybody.
Damn.
They're losing their mind already.
Oh,
on the right,
shit.
Because he's calling for Amy Coney Barrett and William Barr to be prosecuted.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, and removed from society.
Fuck you. It's nutty.
He's been doing it 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
And he's already made them. He's already trending.
I mean, it's great. I mean, they're
demanding he be removed.
No. That's what you get. That's what you get. That's great.
Keith Olbermann is back. Everybody.
Hell yes. What was he doing? Talking about sports. Keith, who gives a fuck? Why were you wasting your fucking time at ESPN? No one cares about professional sports right now.
Millions of dollars?
But it's weird. It's a weird thing. I'm sorry. I just have to say it. I cannot watch baseball with cardboard people.
It's weird.
It seems like. If you have to take all these precautions to keep everyone safe so no one gets sick, but then some people still get sick, what are you doing? Just don't have it.
There's no reason.
I thought you were done.
No, I'm done.
There's no reason to waste time on a virtual debate because you know it's a setup. Joe Biden's going to be at home reading from his teleprompter. There he is, or it could be a clone. It could be CGI for all we know. We don't know. It could be his handlers right there showing flashcards and everything. A waste of time. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me?
Deanna Lorraine, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it just dawned on me. How would Trump even last during a debate? I mean, if he is just now sort of getting over COVID, or though he says he's past it, but if he's just now getting over COVID, when is the next debate?
There's not going to be one.
Well, if there was, it would be like in a week or
15th,
something.
15th, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's not. He wouldn't be strong enough.
Well, and Biden already said, fuck you. I'm done. And Biden's going to have a town hall.
Yeah.
And talk to the people on that night.
You know, and it's a good move, too, because by giving him the fuck you, he takes the age of, you know what I mean? Like Trump would tease it. Am I going to be there? Am I not?
Oh, right. Right.
Takes that away from him.
Faithless Friday, everybody. We've got some big news here.
Okay.
Another journey is planned.
Okay. The band?
I don't know if this guy can sing.
Okay.
Hillary should hang for her hoax from hell.
Good God.
That will put the fear of God back in the swamp.
Oh.
And then I got a link to the story. I do not believe that there's ever been a more corrupt American politician than Hillary Clinton.
Amen, Coach.
Amen. Say it again louder, Coach. I'm going to finish.
Coach Dave, I just want to say welcome back to the Crab Diving Podcast. It's been a minute since we've heard from this wacko, right? Mm-hmm. Normally, if you aren't familiar with Coach Dave, he likes to hang outside like a Planned Parenthood and yell at women.
In Ohio.
Yes, in Ohio. And yell at women going in for health care. He loves that for some reason.
Hillary Clinton.
Amen, Coach.
Republic life has been one.
He made his fame because he couldn't find a job as a public school football coach because he refused to not force the team to pray to his Jesus and to have prayers and all that shit.
Right.
And when they told him you can't do that shit, he said, well, I'm going to do it. So he became a martyr, of course.
You know, I thought there was that thing in Christianity where you shouldn't make it about you. Like, if you want to pray, do it. Pray to yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't have to make a whole production out of it.
I think that's Mark something or some 69.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's we're talking about piety, right? Being pious.
Yeah. Atheists kind of quote that one a lot where it's like, you know, what happened to basically it's either Matthew or Mark. I think it's Mark. Right. It's Mark saying, you know, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, don't ram your shit down people's throats.
That, which is the whole point.
Right.
You're missing that. It's like they're missing this one little thing that can make them remotely tolerable. That one thing.
No, I got a link to the story. I do not believe that there's ever been a more corrupt American politician than Hillary Clinton.
Amen, Coach.
Republic life has been one slimy action after another. The demonic left loves her. There's no doubt in my mind that she is under the control of very dark forces, spiritual forces, demonic forces, gates of hell forces.
Ah!
Hillary Clinton's a child of the devil.
Oh.
The greatest example of love is discipline. The greatest example of love is Christ. To kill those traitors so others learn never to do it.
That's the greatest expression. This is Christian love, y'all. The greatest expression of love is to kill people.
Hillary has security.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. These people are fucking lunatics.
Forces. Gates of hell forces.
Wait until Trump loses.
Is he going to be a little... Will Coach Dave Wait be until a little Trump bitch about it?
Loses.
Will they be little bitches about it?
We're going to have a busy week.
Hillary Clinton's a child of the devil. The greatest example of love is discipline. The greatest example of love is to kill those traitors so others learn never to do it.
Why
are we so squeamish? Isn't it amazing we just read about men? Why are men today so squeamish to go put a noose around Hillary's neck? Well, hey, let's let her have a trial. Let's let her have a trial. I'm for that.
Oh, yeah. And then hang her. I'm for a show trial.
Hey, FBI, you do not need to bug anyone here. You just need to go check up on this
rightwingwatch.org.
I mean, is this legal? I mean, God, listen, they're conspiring to go kidnap Hillary Clinton. At what point do you take this seriously?
He's going.
Let's let her have a trial. I'm for that. But let's round up that whole cabal. Let's round them up. Let's publicly execute them. So anybody else realizes this ain't ever going to happen again.
You know. The thing is, Coach Dave is a perfect stereotype. I mean, he's just like that lughead football coach who has no business being like some kind of spiritual advisor.
Right.
I don't know what happened, but how did this guy start? I mean, he's famous.
I want to see her hang. Folks, the law says, all you law-abiding citizens out there, all you law-abiding Christians, the law says death.
No.
Death penalty for treason.
We're not in war.
These guys don't know shit about anything. These people are sincerely fucking stupid, don't you think?
Yes.
You with me?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we're going to go back, and right now we're tentatively looking at Halloween weekend.
They're going to go back to drive around Hillary Clinton's cul-de-sac.
Oh.
And yell out the window.
Oh, my God.
And on Halloween weekend.
All four of them, they're going to stuff a car. All these idiots are going to drive together, breathe on each other.
Last time, it sounds like it was just him.
Does Coach Dave wear a mask, yes or no?
No.
Halloween weekend. Saturday the 31st is the day that we're going to need some of you to join with us to do it. And we're going to do a honk and wave and... throw Hillary in jail. It's going to be just before the election. Indict Hillary, throw her in jail, hang Hillary, whatever it would be. Hold the signs, and then we'll do a parade through Chappaqua like we did before.
You know,
so they're not suggesting they're going to attack Hillary. There, he said we're going to do a honking wave with signs that say
"Arrest Hillary." Does Hillary know about this? Someone,
somebody has to know. Sure.
Someone, please tell them.
The Secret Service knows.
Tell the Secret Service about this. Somebody, or forward this story to them.
Hold the signs, and then we'll do a parade through Chappaqua like we did before.
Okay,
where they were mocked.
Bring pressure. I want to.
Remember, he played videos of him being mocked.
By the people
in Chappaqua.
Right. Right. Where is he from? Where does he drive from?
Ohio.
Oh my God. If you have time off to do something, you can go on a vacation. Why don't you take your family camping maybe you get away from your family. Maybe this is how, it must be a great time for his wife and his kids and all his shit, his sister wives. The daddy Coach Dave is off doing this shit and he's not running around like a tyrant at the homestead. Torturing sister wives.
The family is probably thrilled that he rents a car and drives up to Chappaqua.
Get out of here, you fucking wacko.
Governor Whitmer.
Rick Wiles ringing in everybody who was supposed to be gone long ago. Remember, he claimed that he was going to pick up his toys and go into the dark web because everybody's mean to him.
He's getting off social media.
Well, and stop broadcasting his show.
Yeah, yeah.
Except he was going to put it behind a paywall or something, right?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. No one's doing that.
Governor Whitmer, who suffered a big political defeat last week when the Michigan Supreme Court said she didn't have the powers that she thought she had. So what happened today? She said that there was a militia plot to kidnap her.
She said.
Well... The FBI
would be the FBI and law enforcement and arrested a whole bunch of people and said.
They didn't, it's not and said. Was there a report along with it?
Yeah, well, there's evidence.
Okay.
And specifically, the FBI agent that wrote up that affidavit that I read from yesterday, that's 15 pages, that was just like cause for arrest kind of a thing.
Oh, that's right.
The agent specifically says, this is like the tip of the iceberg of what we know.
I'm just letting you know
that this is plenty to arrest these guys, but wait till you hear the rest is basically
Can we have a public official come out and say, listen, you can't go and kidnap the governor of your state. You can't kidnap people. That's what we...
I think it's
can we have that?
Do we have... We're at a point where we have to say it?
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes. Absolutely. Look at our fucked up country. Listen to the shit we're saying.
So what happened today? She said that there was a militia plot to kidnap her. Now, I got something to say to the governor. Did you at all stop and think, what are you doing that drives middle-class, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens to think about kidnapping you?
Look at that high skirt you're wearing, you whore. God. You deserve to be raped. That's the same logic.
God, Rick Wiles. Have you not seen that Jodie Foster movie?
And that's what a lot of the comments on, I said, Fox News yesterday on the story about this were. A lot of them were, well, if she would just realize how far she's pushing these guys.
Right, right.
Well, that's not right, but...
She is doing extraordinary things to combat a virus that hasn't been around for 100 motherfucking years.
It worked, by the way. Remember, she had one of the strictest lockdowns, and what happened? Michigan knocked down their curve.
Why aren't they thanking her? Did we get that from DeSantis? Did we get that from him? From our fucked up governor.
No.
Did our fucked up governor do anything?
No.
He didn't even know how to put on a fucking mask.
Open everything up, he says. Open everything up.
Yes. Yes. And we have virus here.
What are you doing that drives middle class, law abiding, tax paying citizens to think about kidnapping you? What are you doing? Are your policies so extreme, so radical, that you're pushing people over the line to say.
So what about the people that are protesting Trump? What is Trump doing that drives,
you know,
middle-class, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens to take to the streets? Does that work? Oh, no, those are thugs. Those are Antifa thugs and the blacks.
Does Rick Wiles have any family that listens to him? They're like, oh, my God, did you hear what Dad said
today? Oh, undoubtedly,
yeah. You know, Jesus fucking Christ, he sounds like a goddamn Nazi.
You know he's got grandkids.
Is there anyone taking his side?
Another thing about how just kids are just done with this religion bullshit, especially after this Trump stuff. Like, there are a lot of Claudia Conways out there.
Yeah.
Of kids who are mortified that their parents are Trump supporters and these crazy Christians.
Most people, it is... I mean, I like to think it is mainstream that people support marriage equality. It is mainstream that everyone says Black Lives Matter, that trans lives matter. That's all mainstream shit. And none of that gels with this wacko fucking Adderall riddled fuckhead Nazi dick we have as president. He doesn't do any of that shit.
So extreme, so radical. That you're pushing people over the line to say we have to get that woman out of the governor's office.
It's insane.
Classic victim blaming from Rick Wiles.
That's insane. That's crazy.
What are you doing to cause those poor good boys?
She's making people social distancing. She's making people wear masks. She's making people stay home. Right. Somebody kidnap her.
Get her.
And try her for her crimes. I couldn't go to my fucking CrossFit. Grow the fuck up, you idiots. Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
This dumb, all these babies in this fucking country. I understand if you have to go out there and work and shit like that. But if you're going out just to fucking hang out and do karaoke and all your other bullshit at Red Lobster, whatever the fuck you're into, go fuck yourself.
It is Faithless Friday.
Going to Benihana. Do people do that still? Do you go to Benihana in a big group?
I don't think there's a lot of Benihana going on.
The Golden Corral's open for fucking business, motherfucker.
Golden Corral's open.
Fuck yes.
Yum.
Freedom.
Do they test the cheese fondue?
I don't do shit.
For COVID?
No, welcome to Florida. Start licking. No one cares.
We teased this a little bit yesterday. The mellifluous tones of Michelle Bachmann.
What has changed in the last decade, though, that you would say that you've seen there that's made such a significant impact on the culture?
I would say probably the main thing is, as would be true anywhere else, a loss of reverence for God and the things of God, and a loss of reverence for his word and the truth of his word, and turning away from the truths of his words to our own ways. And that brings us to a place of emptiness, ultimately sorrow and sadness. And I think that's happened here in Minnesota as well. Also, the embrace of false gods. Because the first commandment is very important. And again, this is not to be legalistic. These are the laws that God gave to Moses for our good, not for legalism.
We don't care about your laws.
This is not for legalism.
This has nothing to do with your laws. Our religious stuff is more important than your laws.
God ejaculated out a flame of fire from his shaft, set a bush on fire, and then somebody handed Moses some tablets.
I may need some antibiotics for that.
Oh yeah, is that really where chlamydia was started?
Maybe my dick's on fire.
This is crazy. Moses handed someone some. What is she talking about?
Gave to Moses for our good, not for legalism. To say that I am the Lord thy God. You know, thou wilt have no other gods before me. I'm the God that brought you out of Egypt. And so what God is saying is that we are to worship him and him alone, to know who he is, his attributes and his strengths. And in Minnesota, I think that there's been a turning away from that.
Everywhere there's a turning away from it because of people like you and your craziness.
Wait, isn't there enough for you, Michelle? Is there enough? There's so much that we have these religious exemptions for COVID, and then we have these super spreader events. And I don't know about you. You drive around Florida. It's like church, church, church.
Yeah.
Church, church, church. It's just all over the fucking place. Not enough people are turning away from God. There's still so many of you motherfuckers. Ugh. They're all over the fucking place.
There's a little more of Michelle.
God, from crazy. Mainline churches, even from other churches where we don't necessarily revere the truth of his word. And instead, many people have come to the Minnesota area that are not believers of the book. They're not Jewish or not Christian. That's not to say that God doesn't love all people. No. He does.
Right.
But when people embrace false gods, that brings an element into your society. And, you know, 30 years ago.
So she's basically saying we don't want anybody but Christians here.
Who's the sub in the room?
He's the guy.
Right. Yes. Shit,
Todd.
Shove it in there.
Coconado. His bombshell podcast.
Oh, yeah. The plug.
That brings an element into your society. And, you know, 30 years ago, we could say that there are false gods and that we shouldn't worship them.
God.
Today, it seems like we're not allowed to say that because that's considered not inclusive or not diverse enough.
You can say that. You can believe that. You can't legislate by that, and you can't run a business by that.
What does that mean, though, when she says false gods? Are false gods like materialistic things? Could they be the dog?
No. She means like anything Hindu but anything but hardcore Christian.
Why are you such little picky assholes about your religion? I mean, I think
she's okay with the Jews.
Oh, how nice for them.
She probably assumes they'll come around.
Congratulations, guys. Michelle Bachmann approves.
It seems like we're not allowed to say that because that's considered not inclusive or not diverse enough. Right. But the fact is, the word of God says that there's only one God to whom we serve, and there are false.
We don't believe in your God.
Yeah.
You're done.
There's only one God to whom we serve, and there are false gods now here in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, no, there's false gods in Minnesota.
Who are they? I mean, can you list them so be on the lookout?
The Muslims, the gods they believe in.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, what's, you know, it's exasperating to me because it's like these Jesus fucks are all the same. People aren't praying enough. People are always turning away from God. They've been complaining about this shit over and over for fucking years. People haven't dedicated their lives to the Lord. They don't pray enough. You know,
blah, blah, which means you don't send enough money to us.
Right. But they always say that. When is enough?
It's never enough. Until they turn it into Christian Iran and women are walking around with long skirts and Christian burkas.
If I was an alien force, a higher power landing on this planet, I would have this conversation with you and I would say, well, you need to tell Earth that they can't do this religion shit anymore because it's insane. It's making everyone stupid and fucking crazy. You have to stop.
Rick Joyner from out in the woods somewhere.
Boy.
He's got an interesting view of it.
Doesn't he hang out with his dog all the time?
Yeah. Everyone, when they hear Civil War, they think,
oh no,
every city, community, everybody's going to be in battles. And think about it. Only a tiny percentage of the population of America was engaged in the first Civil War. Really is 1 or 2% of the actual population of the country were engaged in battles in the Civil War. The rest of the country went on business as usual. Now, I believe this one's going to be of a different nature. It's not going to be pitched battles with armies. I believe it is going to be inner cities. I believe it's going to be a lot of militias engaged. I believe it's going to be it is going to be difficult, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be different. But still, most of the country, it's going to be pretty much business as usual.
Hey, don't worry. Don't sweat the coming Civil War, Rick says.
I think he's low-keying the Civil War. The Civil War.
Yeah, hey, it was just 1%. It's just millions of people, a million people that died.
I wasn't alive back then. My knowledge is mainly based on movies, but it really seems like the Civil War was kind of an all-encompassing event that kind of, I mean, if you didn't fight directly in the war, it affected you. There was slavery. There was a lot going on.
Not for Rick, apparently. Not for Rick's family.
Not that big of a fucking thing. Hey, we're going to have another civil war. It'll be chill.
I would argue Rick's family probably lost something in the civil war. I'm just going to put it out there.
Right.
That's Rick Joyner.
Congratulations, dickhead.
There's so much material on this Faithless Friday.
Absolutely. Again, all these stories, I don't know how Melania's doing. It's as if the planet...
We still don't know how Melania's doing.
...doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So you know these town halls...
Yay!
...where they open up the comments...
Oh, yes.
...to local people.
These are outstanding.
This one is... from, I believe, the Northwest, like maybe Portland or
Seattle.
What is Sactown?
Sactown?
Sacramento. Oh, this is Sacramento.
Sactown.
So this is Sacramento.
Sacramento.
This is a gentleman.
Yes.
Who's going to take his time. Talking to the city council in Sacramento about the protests.
Right, right.
And police crackdowns.
Okay.
Just to set it up, apparently there had been some stuff.
Okay.
And these people may have been removed from previous...
Damn!
From previous meetings or something.
They sound intense.
Hello, everybody. I want to start by addressing something you said when you came right back in. You said if we acted in the fashion we did again, this meeting could not go on. Yet multiple people have been killed by these motherfuckers and Stefan.
He's pointing at the cops.
Damn. Oh, shit.
So apparently they used bad words. They suspended the meeting.
Yeah.
And they told them they couldn't come back in unless they behaved themselves.
His point is, you're mad at me for using poo-poo language, but these fucking cops are murdering people
right.
in the street.
Yes.
Okay.
We acted in the fashion we did again. This meeting could not go on. Yet multiple people have been killed by these motherfuckers and Stefan. And it has... No, shut up. It has continued to go on. So you care more about decorum in here than you do people who are alive. Because you've shut down meetings over decorum. Stop looking at me like that. You're so immature. But you haven't shut them down over killing people. My journey with Sacramento killing black people began with Joseph Mann, a human being in need of emergency medical attention. He was instead met with the care of SAC PD in the form of, fuck this guy, I'm gonna hit him, Officer Tennis. Last year, Stefan Clark, a human being regardless of accused activities, toxicology reports, or relationship status, was a human being with a Fourth Amendment right, who instead was criminalized due his race and murdered in a state-sanctioned execution. You can't even look at me, I'm so right. Last evening, I watched an overfunded and hyper-militarized force, not police, occupational force, agitate protesters, instill fear and panic, and then kettle them in a classic kettle and corral tactic, which, by the way, was started in the open-air prison known as Palestine by Israeli police and taught to our police all over this country.
Started
in
the open air prison known as Palestine.
Damn.
The kettling where they push protesters to disperse, but they actually seal them off.
Up, right?
They seal them off into a dead end, and then they just start arresting them and beating them.
Yeah. Jeez.
How much we pay to learn that? The underlying factor of all these cases is SAC law enforcement dehumanizes people on our dollars and with your agreement. When was the last time you were dehumanized? Because I think it's about time. You have shown zero ability to empathize with us. You have shown less ability to care. You are all terrible officials, in my opinion, worse people. To quote Dr. King, a riot is the language of the unheard, and you ain't fucking listening. The last person who spoke before the singer said Anne-Marie Schubert has no soul. To quote Stokely Carmichael, in order for peaceful protest to work, your overseer has to have a conscience. You don't have one. You radicalized 84 people on a bridge last night for no reason.
You radicalized 84 people on a bridge last night.
Yeah. I mean,
right?
What do they think is happening? They want that though. They want to radicalize left wing people. So when they'll act out, and then they can.
Oh, this is what Trump wants. Yeah, Trump wants violence.
He wants chaos.
So he can point and say, look, see.
84 people on a bridge last night for no reason. They showed up peacefully and were still arrested. Someone up here with all your education, explain to me why they should be peaceful next time.
What? Right.
Yeah.
They showed up peaceful and they were beaten, and he forgot the beaten part and gassed.
Yeah, yeah.
And arrested.
You know, you hear a lot.
Why? Tell me why they should be peaceful next time.
Fucking why?
Right.
Fuck you. I lie to the people. They're like, oh, you got these peaceful this and that. They're there for those open carry things.
Who the? The militia guys.
Oh, yeah. That are against these protesters that are saying they're violent and shit. They're the same people that go out and open carry.
We're still arrested. Someone up here with all your education, explain to me why they should be peaceful next time. What is the onus? What is the impetus? You fucked them up when they were peaceful. You don't get it. You don't listen. You think it's going to stay like this. And I'm going to start right here saying I don't speak for anyone else or any group out here. This city's going to burn in the next 30 to 60 days if you don't shut up and listen. Shut it
down! Oh, shit.
There you go.
Damn. I mean, listen, all you have to do is go to those protests and just listen.
Right?
Just listen. You know, in our... At a Black Lives protest here in Pensacola, our mayor went and he could not say Black Lives Matter into
the microphone.
He could not say that shit. What the fuck? He can't even say it mayor. Though.
He's the white Republican mayor of Pensacola, Florida.
He's a lug. And it's not like I expect him to have any solutions or anything like that. But Jesus, you can at least say that, can't you? If you can't say Black Lives Matter into a fucking microphone, why are you a fucking mayor?
This little clip brought to you by the Phoenix like Glenn Beck.
Yes.
Back from the ashes.
What's he wearing today?
It's black. It's where everything black, Glenn. It's black button down shirt buttoned up to the collar, of course.
Does he think of himself as the Phoenix?
And he's got a black jacket over him.
How does he think of himself? How does he see himself, do you think? Is he an activist?
Sometimes I think he's a real believer, but then I don't know, because the way he flip-flopped with Trump now.
Does he want to be like a big movie star kind of guy?
I guess.
Star?
Yeah, he probably he was.
But he thinks he's on a mission.
I guess. This is the mellifluous tones of Glenn Beck, who really wants to be an actor.
They got into court packing, but here was their spin. Donald Trump has appointed so many lower court judges that he has packed the lower courts. And so many believe that the only way to balance this out is to pack the Supreme Court. So even though Donald Trump, Barack Obama left, 1,500 judgeships open? It was some
As Right Wing Watch points out, literally everything Glenn Beck is saying is wrong.
Wrong.
There are
a
total of 890.
Yes.
Federal judgeships.
Right. You know,
1,500 is a little bit more.
Right.
Than that.
You're saying he's not speaking from a place of knowledge or fact.
He keeps going.
I will say this. I like his outfit. I would wear that.
And Obama, when he left office, there were 105 judgeships left vacant, only because Mitch McConnell had engaged in an unprecedented campaign to obstruct every person.
He was just
that Obama
tried
to put. Yes,
they were the party of fucking no. They didn't want Obama to do anything. It's crazy. The hypocrisy is fucking bananas.
So it's just a lie.
1,800 judgeships open. It was some ungodly sum.
100.
That he just didn't care. He just didn't appoint them. So Donald Trump, Mike Lee.
He appointed them. They were never approved.
Yes.
He's lying.
Shit. Oh, he is lying.
So Donald Trump, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, they got together and they have filled all of those. And he's still filling them.
To the detriment of every single other piece of legislation, over 400 bills sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk.
And the story is, though, it's not like he's filling them with the best people.
No, the opposite.
They're not even qualified, some of these fuckers.
That's not packing. That's just not leaving it empty. Your job as president is to appoint judges to lower courts and to the higher court. That's a consequence of an election. Barack Obama left all those judgeships open.
Wrong.
I guess he shouldn't have. It was his choice.
God. I mean, shit.
It's what just color, wrong. He was too lazy.
The frame, his glasses frame.
He was too lazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The lazy black man.
Right, right, right. And meanwhile, I don't know, Glenn definitely has wardrobe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's definitely a fop, yeah.
Someone is dressing him. And did you see the glasses and the whole the whole look? It's like, it's very Sally Jesse Raphael.
He's definitely got a vibe.
Yeah. Does he have a person that comes in and cuts his hair that he pays a fuck ton?
I would assume they've got a hair and makeup department.
What does he spend on his hair a week, do you think? $700?
Probably not makeup, as much as Trump does.
Makeup hair guy is going to come in. He's not getting up in the morning for under $100 a fucking day. Probably more.
Oh, right, yeah. I don't know what they've got going at the Blaze.
Right.
No longer his.
Yes.
By the way.
Oh, okay. So he's just kind of broadcasting out of his garage? Jeez, that's sad. Claymation Studios no more.
Lindsay is refusing to test?
Oh, shit.
Before a debate?
Damn.
Because Jamie Harrison said, I'm not debating unless you test.
Yeah, of course.
And Lindsay said, I'm not testing. So now Jamie Harrison is saying, fuck you. I'm not good at why should I do this?
Yeah, it's insane. Jamie Harrison, that's good judgment.
Lindsay tweeted, appears Jamie Harrison is skipping tonight's debate. Mr. Harrison is ducking the debate because the more we know about his radical policies, the less he is to win. It's not about medicine. It's politics. His liberal views are a loser in South Carolina. And he knows it.
Yeah, listen, you're a spreader, man. And you hang out with Trump and all those people are coughing and breathing and no fucking masks.
Despite multiple possible exposures, Lindsey Graham is refusing to take a test before the debate.
But he shouldn't. Let's say he takes a test. Should one test be good enough?
Well, right.
I mean, it's the only, you got to do all these in Zoom. We're in the middle of a pandemic. It seems irresponsible to have our leaders just.
Nate Silver.
Yes.
Repeating myself and others here, but the reason Lindsey Graham won't get tested, despite having been exposed to many COVID plus people, is because if he reveals a positive test and has to quarantine, the Amy Coney Barrett nomination could get scuttled.
Damn!
There is no other logical reason.
Well, listen, he would show up anyway. If he didn't get tested, he could show up for the Amy Coney Barrett thing. Should they be testing all these guys if they're going to get together and have a vote on something anyway?
Well, I think.
How do you get around that?
They're torn now because McConnell wants to get this done before the election. Next 3 weeks, he wants his ram through.
And how is McConnell going to come out and say Lindsey shouldn't get tested? Because McConnell came out for some fucking reason.
And said he doesn't go to the White House.
Because he takes the virus seriously.
Yeah.
So what's he going to say about Mickey Mouse over here?
So we'll see.
Yes. Jeez. Well, I mean, gosh, get well soon, Lindsay. I don't know if you're, wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't he want to know if he were sick?
The, yeah, but the thing is, he doesn't care about that. They don't, they know that if a certain number, of Republicans can't show up, there's no quorum if the Democrats don't show.
And
there's no hearing then until after the election.
Yes.
And then the Democrats will have a lot more popular opinion.
Yes.
Especially if it's a landslide.
Right.
Even though procedurally they'll have no more power, but at least they'll have the mandate of the people behind them.
Yeah.
When they argue that they shouldn't fill that seat and they should let Biden fill it when he becomes president.
Did you see this being a factor? Like there would be a massive outbreak on the right.
Who knew that RGB would die or BG, LBG would
die.
That's
true. But I mean, this whole thing that's like this COVID outbreak with the Republicans is, you know, affecting shit.
Well, yeah.
And it's insane. We should have expected it because they don't take it seriously and they don't wear masks and they don't socially distance.
It's not going well for them.
No.
And then, you know, I mean, this in any other administration, you know, might be news, but I wonder if you'll hear about it.
Right.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
Fuck you.
Was found to have violated the Hatch Act.
Damn.
By encouraging voters to support President Trump at an event promoting Farmers to Families food box program.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You can't do campaign shit when you're out on official government business.
Right, right. And what happens?
Because that
what
means
happens?
We, the people, are paying for your
reelection.
Right.
And so now what happens? Bill Barr issues a warrant that he's arrested.
Well, he's being fined. In a Thursday letter from the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, Perdue was ordered to reimburse the government for a trip to Mills River, North Carolina, where he was set to promote the new initiative, which used coronavirus aid to deliver food to low-income people as farmers' markets were disrupted. At the event, which was attended by Trump, Perdue said people lined up along the motorcade route were part of those forgotten people that voted for you in 2016. I've got better news for you. They and many others are going to vote for you by four more years in 2020 because they understand under your administration, they have not been forgotten. And this, the Farmers to Families program, is a great example of that.
Oh, my God, you little fucking Nazi. It's kind of fascism, right?
And don't forget, we found out earlier this week, last week, whatever, that they started sneaking letters signed by Trump into
these
food boxes.
Hey, listen.
And that some of the distributors were getting pissed because they're nonprofits. And they've been actually taking the letters out because they're like, we can't be doing electioneering.
This guy runs things like Polly Walnuts would. Mm-hmm. If Polly Walnuts ever was in charge of the Sopranos crew, this is how shit would run.
Oh, yeah.
Very fucked up.
Did you see he wants to raid the Medicare, some Medicare fund, and he wants to give seniors like debit cards with a couple hundred dollars on it for prescriptions and stuff.
Oh, what?
He literally just came up with that the other day.
Trump card.
When he found out he's getting his ass kicked by seniors. No, seniors are leaving him in droves.
Yes.
And so he literally wants to steal money from Medicare.
Yeah.
To put his name on a Trump card.
Right.
That says, this is your Trump money, vote Trump.
That's insane. Why, since he will do anything to get reelected, why doesn't he come out and say, hey, we're going to do universal health care? People would vote.
Right?
You know, there must be a reason why not. I mean, you know, him coming out talking favorably about Big Pharma like he has been is kind of wacky, too. I mean, that must turn off voters, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, it's heinous.
The billionaire guys that he golfs with
turns
them off.
Oh, yeah. Nobody likes that shit.
Mr. President, the stuff you're saying sounds a little too real.
Ooh.
That's bad about us. You need
Ooh.
To.
Yeah, it's too real.
The Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyers are fighting extradition to Wisconsin.
What the, what's the point?
Because they're worried they're turning him over to the mob.
What?
The mob is going to kill him. The evil Antifa Wisconsin people.
This was the guy running down the street shooting off an AK, right? Or what was it?
AR.
An AR, whatever the fuck. Shooting a big fucking gun off into crowds of people. To a crowd of fucking people.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. We live in a very fucked up country right now.
It's a very strange time right now.
Everyone needs a solid dose of Zoloft and, you know, chill.
Well, we tried that. It didn't work. It made people crazier.
Yeah.
We talk frequently. This is a great little clip.
Right.
We complain frequently about these Ring doorbells.
Oh, yes.
That film your front yard and film the people coming up on your porch and shit.
This is on Shark Tank.
And they send them to, sometimes the police have been getting access to this shit without knowing it. And it's just a whole thing about privacy. Ring is getting better, allegedly. They're disabling like certain apps and they're doing all kinds of other shit. I guess there was a way you could like look through your neighbors somehow. Like you could connect to your neighbors and spy. Like you can watch the evil black person walking down the street.
This is insane.
Well, this is a I approve of this use of a Ring. This is video of a guy. A white dude. He is wearing a mask.
Yay!
Looks like he's carrying some pamphlets or materials.
Shit, yes.
Approaching this door. Presses the button. Waiting.
Hi, how are you doing, sir? I'm here for Don Bacon.
Hi, how you doing? I'm here for Don Bacon.
Right.
So he's a canvasser for a politician.
Hi, how are you doing, sir? I'm here for Don Bacon. We're just wondering if you're planning on voting for him this November.
We're wondering if you're planning on voting for him this November. And then the homeowner, you can hardly hear it, but he says, is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Yeah.
The answer is Republican.
Okay. Sir, I'm here for Don Bacon. We're just wondering if you're planning on voting for him this November. Republican. Okay.
Is he a Republican or a Democrat? Republican. Fuck no.
Playing and voting for him this November. Republican. Okay, thank you.
And he just walks away. Okay, thank you.
Fuck no. Oh, that's beautiful.
Is he a Republican or a Democrat? Republican.
Sorry,
fuck
Don.
Yeah,
sorry, Don Bacon.
Yeah.
Don Bacon. That's a good political name now.
Seems like that guy might be getting that response a lot because he's like, okay, thank you. Just walks away.
Yeah. He's used to it.
Fuck no.
Donald Bacon for Congress.
Okay, thanks. Republicans not real popular right now.
You think Don Bacon's political fucking campaign is just littered with goddamn puns like we're sizzling? You know, bacon analogies.
Oh, maybe.
Sizzling, like, you know.
Maybe.
What? Don Bacon sizzling. I can't think of another one, like.
That trimming the fat.
Oh, that's a good one. That's, yeah. We like our bakey greasy, just like Don. I don't know.
Let's see. We've got a few minutes left here in the big old show.
Jeebus.
It is, again, Faithless Friday.
Why has Jeebus abandoned us in the middle of this pandemic? We just had a hurricane. No sign of Jesus.
Yeah, he's a little angry.
What the fuck?
It's because of all the butt fucking.
Oh, is it? Okay. Jeez. So sensitive. God. Who cares, Jesus?
This Trump's America.
Ooh.
A lot of this going on.
Right.
No le des su comida, te está diciendo porque él es ciudadano. Si te puede tratar así.
there's an asshole.
Yes.
At the I didn't know this was in Spanish. There's an asshole French. At the window who is refusing to wear a mask. Oh, he's okay. Being asked to.
It has nothing to do with her citizenship, asshole.
What? He said to a Hispanic worker, yeah. You don't need to tell a citizen to wear a mask.
It's not about that. Guys.
This is like a fast food restaurant or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pick up your burger here.
Right.
And he's chastising the woman and saying, you don't need to tell a citizen to wear a mask. He's assuming she's not a citizen because she's Hispanic.
Oh, yes.
On Very top nice. Of... being an anti-masker cunt.
He's a spreader. He's a fucking spreader little asshole. And, we see you out there, you spreaders. And when we do, without the mask, you should... you can't imagine the judgment that's going on inside my head.
It has nothing to do with her citizenship, asshole. What a jerk.
He just looks at her and walks out. He's a middle-aged white guy.
Oh, shit, yes. Perfect, Pat. Hell yes. God. It's another fucking dickhead. Why is it always these middle-aged white guys?
Those are the ones that are currently...
I took a look through the people that were arresting Whitmer. They all... That were trying to arrest Whitmer. They were all white.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you surprised by that?
Dumpy white guys.
Oh, yeah. Was that shocking to you?
No.
Get a large tactical vest.
Here's another one.
Yes.
This is fucking bullshit.
This is fucking bullshit.
You have to be policy.
You're being fed lies. It's a hoax.
You have to go.
It's a hoax.
It's not a hoax.
Men and women cannot truly just be friends. It's a hoax.
You're being spread lies. It's a hoax. This is a coffee shop. Literally everyone in the coffee shop has a mask. All the workers have a mask. In walks this guy wearing camo.
Oh, God. No mask.
You're it's a hoax. We can provide you with a mask. They're offering him a mask. That's very nice.
You know what? It does suck. This guy says it sucks. Yes, it sucks. We all have to wear masks. We all have to do this shit, but we're all doing it.
Then I'm
going to
catch the fields.
George Soros wants you to think, he just said.
Drink!
George Soros wants you to think that men and women can just be friends and they meet at work or meet at the park and one of them is going to get their heart broken.
Nobody's going to get their heart broken. You're going to get your heart broken.
We're filming this.
Read the Bible.
Read the Bible. I want the cops to come. I want the cops to come.
You fucking moron. What happens to these people where they lose their minds in a simple thing like wear a mask because we're in a pandemic? It's so easy, you dumb fuck.
These fucking anti-maskers.
Do you ever think, do they ever wake up, these idiots, and they have a moment, they're like, maybe today I'm not going to go forth and be a fucking idiot. Maybe I'll do something. Maybe I'll read a book.
I don't know what this one is.
Yes.
This is unvetted.
Unvetted.
Get the fuck out of here, daughter, come back, asshole.
You're an incompetent piece of shit.
What are you? Fuck you, fuck this, I'm
fucking
out of here.
That's spectacular.
You're asking people making minimum wage to put up with this.
It's not fair.
You're asking them to be the front lines against these lunatics.
They aren't even making a living wage, yet they have their life threatened by these fucking saliving spreader dick bags. It's not right.
They're just such babies.
It is not right. I know what you have to do with these stores. I understand. You can't let people into stores these days. You have to call the store and they bring your shit out to you and put it in your trunk. That's the way we should be doing everything.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have this in-person dining. You have to pick food up, have it delivered. We're walking around like there's no fucking virus, man.
Well, because the Republicans are saying basically there isn't.
And our president just has it. He's still being medicated for it. And he's like, I'm going to go out and do a fucking rally in Florida because fuck you. Crazy.
This is it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus. When do we ever get Moses in here for an interview? Does anybody give a fuck about Moses? Do you care?
I think he's kind of dead.
Oh, yeah.
Last, if he existed.
I thought he was a god, like he existed in the ether god world or some shit like that.
No, I don't.
Because God exists.
Yeah.
Jesus is alive.
Okay.
Mary's alive.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about what they believe? Or
What are the Catholics
Well, they were assumed into heaven.
Oh, they were assumed?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. But Moses is assumed.
No, I think Moses was well dead.
Oh, okay.
I think he died. I could He's be wrong. I don't know
around.
What happened.
I always thought that motherfucker.
Maybe Moses got hoovered up into heaven. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Shelby,
last Wednesday night, an eyewitness was walking by Saints Peter's and Peter and Paul Church in Pearl River, Louisiana.
Hell yeah! Pearl River.
Oh, what God. He saw inside the church caused him to. Call the police.
Oh, shit!
Who arrived and promptly arrested Reverend Travis Clark.
Hell yeah!
And two women who were inside the church. The priest was partially naked. The two women were wearing corsets with high-heeled boots.
Damn!
They had fancy lighting, sex toys, a phone on a tripod recording the whole scene.
Oh, my God!
The priest was using the church as a set.
Now, is that illegal?
No, I don't believe so.
Why did anyone call the fucking police then?
Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly what he would have been charged with. I guess we'll find out.
If the priest was raping a child in the confessional, that's one thing. But if you're out having consensual sex, you know, and you're filming it just happens to be in your, you know, and I saw this story and I saw pictures of the sanctuary. It has dropped ceilings. That's all I'm saying.
Clark and the women. The pastor were later released on bond. Ooh. All three face up to 3 years in prison if convicted. Making matters even more complicated, Clark's other job as chaplain of Pope John Paul II High School was a position he held only because his predecessor committed sex crimes.
Oh, shit. But how did he commit sex crimes?
Yeah, I don't know
I mean, he's a priest that likes to fuck, you know? I mean, and he's fucking...
Charges of obsessivity, it says.
Oh, okay. Did they not
this
lock...
This is Louisiana, so they may have some pretty regressive... Service? They may have... No, they may have some pretty regressive...
Yeah.
Laws there, but...
I mean, I guess if it's your place, a business...
Because the scene was occurring within public view. So all he had to do was, you know, he should have covered the doors or something.
Why didn't
so
he think
or
of
the
that?
Windows.
Why didn't you think of that, dumbass? I mean, this obviously isn't your first production rodeo here. I mean, right? I mean, it's not so, like...
Priest arrested after getting caught filming sex with two women on the church altar.
Yay! Jeez. I mean, was it like a whole porn they were laying down?
It's said there was fancy lighting, sex toys, and the phone on the tripod recording the whole scene. The two women were in corsets. In high heel boots.
Well, I hope everybody was recorded on a separate audio channel. It'll make it easier to edit, right? Wouldn't you think?
Beyond the alleged crimes, the church considers altars sacred, which meant they also had to send the archbishop over to cast a magic spell, performing, quote, a ritual to restore the altar's sanctity.
Oh, my God.
He had to scrape the cum off of the altar.
Yeah. You know what, you Catholics? Fuck this. These people shouldn't be arrested. Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? This church is so hypocritical. They're sitting, they're hiding child sex rapists in this Catholic church all the fucking time. And all of a sudden, some priest is like, I'm going to take out my dick. I'm going to fuck a couple of people after hours. I'll film it. So what?
Yeah, there was no crime committed there except for the fact that somebody could see it through the window.
You really should have pulled down the shades.
Yeah, you should have.
Correct.
Yeah. That's, you know, if you would have had a gaffer on set, they would have. Yes. They would have made
was
sure
this a
that
union
the, it was secure.
Set? Was this a union
doesn't
set?
Doesn't sound like it.
Where's craft services? Shit.
I don't know what union.
The fun union.
We got to go, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're going to do it again next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always available on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, on the Twitter, on the TikTok, on the Facebook, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good, safe weekend, everybody. Hang in there. We're going to pick it up again. On Monday.
To put an anti-cum spell on the
on
altar.
The altar. They had to
that's so stupid.
They had to put de-jizzing magic.
De-jizz.
Thanks. We'll be back, everybody. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.